We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Friday morning. You made it another week, peeps. And you get rewarded tonight, 7:30, Atlanta, Georgia. Do you feel it, Johnson? He covers the team.
Yeah,
when
I can't
you wake up, don't you feel something when a big game is there?
The morning of a playoff game is an awesome feeling.
Jonesy, when you played and a big game was that day and you woke up, did you feel a tingle?
I did. I actually did.
It was.
In hockey, Saturday night was a big night, especially if you had a game in Canada. It's
right.
Very similar when the playoffs roll around. It's a great feeling.
Well, it is. And tonight, to me, this is the game. To me, this is the game. Johnson, you cover the team every day. This is the game that makes the statement.
Absolutely.
You are facing a very young Atlanta team that has caught fire, particularly at home. Al, they have not lost at home in 2 months.
Yeah, the coach took over. And
13 consecutive victories in their own building. And they came into game one going, we need to steal one here and then hold serve.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tonight, you get to see if they can hold serve. Johnson, can they hold serve?
They can.
They can.
They can.
You don't know how to pick this game.
This is a tough game to pick.
Johnson, in a heartfelt moment prior to the show, Johnson came up to me. WIP Basketball Authority said, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, he's nervous.
I don't know about
he's
this
He's nervous
one.
About this game.
And
this
last I saw was 1.5.
It's still one and a half.
This is a huge
game.
Sixers are favorite by 1.5. Al, who you betting?
I would bet the Sixers.
You would bet the Sixers?
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to start by asking people out there who are watching tonight, who feels the excitement that we do. Because I don't know, Al. It's not like a normal thing. It's not like a big Sunday game with the Eagles. There's multitudes there. I'm not getting tons of emails from people saying, oh, my God, Friday night, that's going to be so cool. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, because today is a defining day in the pandemic, really technically the last day. This is the day you get rid of the mask.
I'm Philly, yeah.
This is the day that you say goodbye to 15 months of torture.
Yeah, the 11 o'clock curfew is done, I believe.
Everything's wiped clean.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
And we will
love
talk because now that sports and the vaccine, that's becoming a big thing again. And I got a lot on that today. But are you having a party tonight? Are you bringing friends over for the first time in 15 months?
Never considered that.
Did you ever consider that people have these traditions in the playoffs when your team's there, gather the people around, the friends, go downstairs to the den and, you know.
Well, if you're going to a bar now, that's the big difference.
Are you going to a sports bar?
Because you can stay, you can go to, everything's
right.
Open.
I'm opening this up right now because I need, in order to depict the excitement of tonight, I need your input right now. Where are you watching the game tonight, and are you finally casting aside the mask and embracing your friends again?
Mm.
Like, Al, if I came up to you this morning for a hug, would you give me one?
No, but that's normal.
But he might Al, hug Al, more now.
If I extended hand, would you shake it?
No, I'm hoping that's over.
No,
you don't want the handshake ever?
Nah.
Al. You would not. No, you would not grab my hand.
But we still have plexiglass up.
Oh, yeah,
that won't be long.
Well, that'll come down today.
I shake hands.
I don't
now.
Think so because if there are people,
I don't think it's coming down. But it's a big night feel to me.
Well, it's after 11 o'clock. Yes, you can go out. The difference is you can now go to a sports bar and you don't have to leave. Like you don't. You had. They had to shut down places.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
This is tremendous.
I went to a sports bar a few weeks ago, and it was like, wow, I can't believe this still exists.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It was over a year. You couldn't do that.
It was awful.
Chickies and Pete's tonight in South Philly can be totally filled.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else? I think it's even better in some instances because they found out the outdoor stuff is pretty cool.
Yeah. There's going to be more outdoors.
Oh, stuff. Yeah, man.
There may be more people. Look, if you've been shuttered in your house all these months.
Oh, God.
You got a weekend night. There's not even a Phillies game.
No. There's no hockey game either. This is all basketball tonight everywhere.
You can focus on the biggest game of the NBA season for the Sixers and against the upstart, dangerous opponent. That's thrilling.
And you can have a mask-burning ceremony at the same time.
I don't know that you want to burn them.
You still got to keep your mask.
I don't think I just went a little bit too far.
Yeah. I want to.
I'm not burning the mask.
I am.
All right, so let me get to what I want you to pay attention to when you're watching a game tonight.
Yeah.
Because I was realizing driving in this morning that you don't get this opportunity that often as a sports fan to know ahead of time that you are witnessing an elite player, a superstar in the absolute prime of his career. And that's tonight. Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to run by a couple of things just so you understand what Embiid is doing is, if not unprecedented, extremely rare. All right? Embiid has a points per minute average, Jonesy, right now, that's 30% better than the single postseason best of any center in history.
That's incredible. Wow.
Talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, Hakeem Olajuwon. His per-minute scoring average is better than all of them by a minimum of 30%. Al, we don't ever take enough time to look at a guy in his absolute prime and go, that's what every team strives for in every draft, with every signing, every scouting mission they go on. Embiid right now is, I would argue, the best player in the NBA. You tell me if I'm wrong, Johnson. And one of the best players this city's ever had in any sport. I'm saying he's Allen Iverson in 2001. Right now, he's Iverson. He's Bobby Clark in 75.
Right in front of our eyes.
He's
right
Wilt
now.
Chamberlain. In 67. He is the greatest that you will see probably in this generation in this city.
Yeah, I think
Johnson?
So.
I couldn't agree more. I think this needs to be talked about more often because we need to, it's a moment like this. You should really take a moment, step back, and be in awe of what you're watching.
Yeah.
Because it comes around once every, in this case, it might be once every 50 years.
Jonesy, right now, Embiid, in the postseason, is averaging 38 points in 36 minutes.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's incredible.
Highest per minute average in the history of the postseason in the NBA. Right now.
Yeah, yeah.
This is. These are all, by the way, the Inquirer did a great job assembling this stuff. I am not a stat guy. All I can know is this. Alice, true shooting percentage, that's where you include shots from the field, shots at the free throw line, all the times you aim the ball at the basket, 70%.
No.
Highest single postseason mark of any player who averaged at least 29 points in the history of the sport.
And he shoots it from anywhere, too.
Right now. You're seeing this right now. So I would love today, because I often am criticized, particularly when I am hanging around negative people like John Johnson. I am often criticized for being too negative. Jonesy. You played with Lindros in his prime. Right? I'm not saying I'm not sure he ever got to this.
No,
level.
He never did. He got
hell of a player.
He had the run to the finals and then they were swept by Detroit. And that's when it was the choking situation. These are the moments that define your career. And for Embiid, this is an incredibly important moment for him.
All right. You have a benchmark that exceeds Embiid, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
You grew up in the same town as him. I'm guessing when you were a kid, you watched him very closely.
I did. He was
your hero, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, he was the best ever as a young person as well. Like as a 15-year-old, you knew he was going to be incredible.
Describe what he was like in his absolute prime. 27, 28, 29.
Yeah, he was so much better than everybody else that you were in awe every time you watched him play. And I've told this story before. I played, I think, 15 games in the NHL before I played against Gretzky. I was literally wondering if there was another league because it just hadn't hit me that it was the NHL. Played against him, and then I knew that day that's the NHL because that's how good he was. He was the NHL.
When he was playing, now I got to see him, but I guess it was like toward the back end of his career. You couldn't watch anyone else.
No, all eyes
his
were
eyes
on him.
His eyes automatically went to him, and I do that with Embiid.
Right,
now.
And what was impressive was your eyes were on him. The opposition's players were all over him, and he still managed to get it done. When you watch Embiid, the game plan is to stop Embiid, and he's finding ways to be extremely productive while the entire team, like Atlanta will be tonight, is trying to stop him.
Now, I have a lot of respect for Atlanta's coach, Nate McMillan, because of what he's done with that
team.
He's
sharp there, yeah.
Is there a strategy to devise for tonight, John,
mm-hmm.
that would some way stop or slow down Joel Embiid?
The only thing you can do is double-team him any chance that you get. That's what every team, when they sit down, they do a game plan, when they're going to play the Sixers and they know Embiid's going to play, that's the game plan. Everything else, they can improvise along the way because if you keep the ball out of his hands, limit what he can do offensively, you can figure out the rest because he's everything to the Sixers. You can make all Ben Simmons, defensive play, blah, blah, blah. This team goes as far as Joel Embiid will take them.
Well, it's funny you said that because Simmons gets all the credit for defense.
Mm-hmm.
But Doc Rivers, I think he's saying what you're saying, that the defense also emanates directly from Joel Embiid.
It's everything.
And he was talking yesterday about what a rare commodity it is to have a player like Embiid. Listen to Doc.
You know, he's so versatile. It's rare with a guy his size that you can bring up in pick and rolls, that you can actually switch on a couple occasions. You can trap and you can be in the drop. You know, Joel can do all those things and he does them well. He has great feet. Listen, he really does. And that makes us pretty good defensively. So it is rare. Patrick Ewing, Olajuwon, you know, was phenomenal defensively. But it's not a lot of guys. That list is very short.
So he's comparing the greatest defensive players. I gave you numbers that compare him with the greatest offensive players. He is the best in the NBA right now, right?
He is, yes.
Now, I have already indicated to Judge Hutt, so we have a very good guest on National Guy at 9 o'clock,
right.
David McMenamin
right.
from ESPN. And he covers LeBron most of the season, right?
Yeah.
And then he flops over to the playoffs when the big games come. And I said to John, I'm going to ask him, has Joel passed LeBron? And you know what John did? He scoffed and he laughed in my face.
And that's the response you're going to get.
Well, I mean, he's passed him right now.
Yeah, I mean.
But, I mean, not all time, but right now.
Not all time.
No, he's passed him.
In this moment.
Well, that's what you have
absolutely,
to say.
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't mean passed him for, you know, in history. No, LeBron. How many rings does LeBron have?
He has a lot.
I'm not saying that.
No, right,
I'm saying today.
Yeah. That's what you have to say today.
I'm going to say
okay.
Oh, well, I think you're coaching now, Johnson.
Here we go. It's Friday.
Give it to him.
What's going on here?
Johnson, I know how to frame the question.
No, but that would be an
interesting. Is Joel better than LeBron today?
Yes.
Is Joel better than anyone else today? All these other net players, all the guys on the Nets, Durant.
That's the only one.
He is the most complete player.
Durant is the only one you would even.
By the way, I got to get to the Nets later. The Nets are terrible for sports.
Yeah, well, that was exciting last
night. And one other thing's coming up in this hour. I just want to know if I'm the only one. Because it is rare, Al, that I get to sit down and watch a whole baseball game. I did do it yesterday.
Yeah, another exciting ending.
And here's the thing. I learned something new yesterday.
Okay.
I can win a bet, which I did.
Oh, here we go.
My team can win, which they did.
Yeah.
And I could still turn the TV off. Super frustrated at how horribly the game was played.
That's true.
Am I a crank?
No, or it's legitimate.
So many bad things. I'm going to play them for you later this hour. These things that happened that were even good plays for the Phillies that you just can't believe they're playing the game this way.
No.
Am I the only one? Now, I'm starting to think that I'm just the grumpy old man.
Well, there's two issues there.
Jonesy, starting to think that all I do now is look for the mole on Cindy Crawford's face.
Yeah, well, you watch the game a lot closer when you bet on it as well.
You know, that is true. And I was, oh, my wife said, what's up? You never get this upset about
the game. Exactly.
And I went, honey, I got 50 riding on this baby.
Yeah.
Back off.
It's the best.
Now, what I didn't tell her is it was a free bet. I didn't put my 50 up.
Well, that's nice that they gave you a free bet. No, they're very generous there.
No, they're very nice people. And,
very nice.
But I should be up about 1,000 right now, but I didn't take it.
My
first bet was 20. It should have been 600.
Yes, your risk-free bet.
Yeah.
You messed up.
So I got about another month to get back to that number.
Yes, you do.
But I will get there. All right, here is your phone number. Jump on board. I'm taking calls right now. 215-592-9494. I need to set the scene for tonight. Is anybody listening who's going to be in Atlanta at the game tonight? Who's going to a sports bar? Who's bringing friends over?
Yes.
To celebrate the official end of the worst medical health crisis of our lifetime.
Hmm.
Even though some people still won't take the vaccine. Rocco from the 3030 is going to kick us off today. Hi, Rock.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
What are you doing tonight, Rock?
I am going to a sports bar.
When's the last time you went to a sports bar?
Last Sixers game.
Oh, you are? You're already going. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Is it any different than it was before the pandemic?
Yeah, there's people there.
It's a
big difference. These places are open.
No, he means dirt. He's talking. He said
it's
before.
Like normal. I mean, it's normal. Can I just ask Al a question real quick?
Sure.
Who's the genius at Citi in Philadelphia that came up with the mandate that the naked bike race that's going to happen in August?
What?
They have to wear. It happens every year. You know, it's an annual thing. They have to wear masks.
I don't know.
All right.
Let's get back to basketball.
No, what's going
on
here?
Rocco, we have a huge game tonight, and you are my first caller, and you asked Al about people wearing masks at a naked bike race.
I didn't even know what they were
wearing. Rock, this is not setting the tone I need to set on the day of a big game. You know how many big games we had with the Eagles where you helped me set the tone? Do you know how many times you called and gave me a hearty Eagles cheer? What the hell are you doing, Rock? Refocus here.
Listen, little humor here and there doesn't hurt anybody.
We're waiting for
it. That's not. Yeah, there's no humor in the people wearing a mask and being naked. I don't even like the idea of us sitting naked on a bike seat. All right, anyway, Rock, tonight, what are you feeling?
I feel really good. Now, that's because two of the players have been dissed. MVP for Embiid, defensive player for Simmons. And we know Simmons. Whenever he feels dissed, he just goes off. Triple-double for Simmons. 33 points for Embiid. And I think we're going to get another bench player who's going to be a shocker tonight. I'm holding out for Maxey.
You want a big night for Maxey. You know what, John? If I get 33 out of Embiid, I'm not sure that's going to be enough.
It's not enough.
Do you know the number I need to know? Trae Young.
Yeah.
Because Trae Young, if Trae Young plays like game one,
mm-hmm.
you're in trouble.
Yeah.
If he plays like game two, you're in good shape.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. I mean, this is a 22-year-old kid
mm-hmm.
who probably needs 20,000 people cheering for him rather than against him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. Atlanta is inexperienced. Playing at home is very important to them.
Rock, it's Sixers minus 1.5. Who's winning the bet?
Oh, go Sixers. Go Sixers.
All right, Rock.
Appreciate I would bet call. That.
All right, Jonesy.
Yes.
How important? Can you explain to me the difference of being really young at home versus being more of a veteran who's lived through a lot? This is the second year for Trae Young.
Yeah.
He's a fifth pick in the draft. Is he going to be more comfortable and confident because those 20,000 people in the building or 15, whatever it is, are all cheering for him?
It's a great question because the expectations change, right? You're not playing with house money when you're playing at home. You're supposed to win. They're supposed to come out and take a lead in the series.
There's more pressure.
Ooh. But being youthful, sometimes that can help you. Some younger players just don't even feel the pressure because they're so talented. And he's one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know his numbers at home compared to the road, but I'm sure he's pretty comfortable shooting the ball at home.
Well, here's the thing, Johnson. All right, in game one, he was launching up 30-footers
mm-hmm.
without any hesitation and nailing them. He was 1-for-7 from the 3-point line in game two.
Yeah.
What was the difference? Was it strictly defense, or did he get out of rhythm? Because that's where they can kill you. Those guys can shoot threes.
The difference was defensive assignment. It's as simple as that. All right. I mean, it was the fact that it was Ben Simmons starting off the game, getting him flustered. He's inexperienced. It took him a while to adjust, and the result was the Sixers building a sizable lead.
All right, but you're saying to me that they have now figured out how to take care of Trae Young.
For game two, they did.
But now they could be a counter move.
Mm-hmm, of course.
His great play in game one forced the Sixers to come out and defend him in game two.
What did you just keep doing it?
Yeah, they should. And the numbers he put up in game one may be the reason why the Sixers win, because he rubbed it right in their face. It was embarrassing game one.
I can't bet on this game. And the reason it's I can't bet on it, the 13 straight at home.
Yep.
I don't want to bet against that number.
I would bet Atlanta to win the first half is what I would do. And I think the Sixers find a way to win the game late.
Ooh. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the light bulb went off.
Something. He comes across as stupid from time to time. was that brilliant what you just heard?
No.
It's even. The first half is even. And if you don't think Atlanta's going to have the lead, they will.
During this break, I'm going to make myself some more money.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Keith Jones.
They're giving it away,
man. Why
don't
you call him during the game? Because that's always an adventure.
No, I'm not. My experience has been that he would not pick the phone up during a game if I called.
Oh, just text him. What should I do now?
No, I'm not doing that either.
You can text me, buddy.
Keith Jones, take the Sixers, only the first half. No,
the Hawks.
Oh, wait a minute. You want me to bet on the other team?
Yeah, for the first half. Then you're not losing the game, but you can win your bet.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you are.
That's horrible.
They're favored by a half point in the first half. They will have the lead at halftime.
Okay, I'll do it. 215. My scruples aren't that strong. I got Tom from Alabama, and you're going to get right on. Where are you watching the game tonight? Anybody not watch it? What do you do if there's no Phillies game? You're a sports fan, and you have tuned out the NBA. What are you doing tonight?
Ooh, no hockey, no nothing.
There's
nothing on.
What are you doing tonight if you are boycotting the NBA and nothing else is going on?
This number's going to be huge tonight.
215. Yes, it is.
It will be
gigantic. Nothing else. 215-592-9494. Jump on board right now. We come back. Are you as frustrated by the Phillies even when they win as I am? WIP Sports Time, 622.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.